Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says that his country will never abandon its missile and defense capabilities in the face of U.S. pressure.
Iran will neither abandon its defensive weapons nor will reduce its defense capabilities. Rather, it will increase its defense power day by day. The fact that they are angry at our missiles shows these are the most influential weapons Iran has.
President Rouhani dismissed the United States' accusations that Iran interferes in the affairs of regional countries. He stressed that Iran is an influential power that protects regional states against aggression. The Iranian president also blasted his American counterpart for withdrawing from the International Nuclear Accord. Rouhani said Donald Trump has launched an economic and psychological war against the Iranian nation, but he added that Trump will fail against Iran, just as former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein failed during his eight-year-long war on the Islamic Republic. Rouhani was speaking in Tehran at a military parade marking the 38th anniversary of the Iraqi-imposed war. Troops from different units of the Iranian armed forces took part in the parade. During the event, the latest achievements in air, sea, and ground defense capabilities were also displayed. Similar parades were held in other Iranian cities as well. International lawyer Barry Grossman joins us now from Bali to offer some more insight on that story. Mr. Grossman, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts and perspectives on the recent comments made by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, stating that Iran will never give up its defense missile capabilities in the face of U.S. pressure.
Well, what is there to take issue with? Every nation, the United States and Israel and the United Kingdom and France, argue, has the right to self-defense. That right to self-defense, by the way, is guaranteed by the so-called international system and by the UN Charter itself. So every nation has the right to develop and maintain a defense capacity and has the right to pursue its own national security and its own national interests. The real problem that the United States and its allies have with Iran has nothing to do with Iran's supposed aggression in the region. It has everything to do with the fact that America's closest allies are Israel and Saudi Arabia. And both Israel and Saudi Arabia, for reasons which aren't always entirely obvious, feel that Iran is their public enemy number one and a threat to their very existence. Okay? So the problem that the United States has is that Iran exists, and moreover, that its national interests and its security interests are different than the United States perceives its interests to be in the region, which I might add is very far away from the United States by comparison to the distance you would measure the region being from Iran. Iran is in the region. Iran concerns itself with what goes on in its neighboring countries, and in particular in countries that are in some sense allied with it. Iran has the right as a sovereign nation to have and pursue a foreign policy. It has the right to have and develop a defense capability. And part of that right includes the right to develop conventional missile technology. So the complaints that the United States expresses are disingenuous. That is to say, there's nothing that Iran is doing or has done that is a violation of any principle of international law. There's nothing in international law that prevents a nation from developing a conventional missile technology. And in fact, that is part of the standard defensive capability that almost every developed nation and many less than developed nations in the world pursue. There's no issue about that. The issue the United States has with Iran is that Iran exists and has existed for many thousands of years. And I would be astounded if anything that the United States could ever do will ever change the thinking of Iranian people about that. So I fully commend and fully agree with the president's comments. They ought to be self-evident to anybody that concerns themselves with these matters, but apparently it's all incomprehensible to the establishment right. in the United States, in the United Kingdom, and in Israel and Saudi Arabia.
Internationally, Barry Grossman joining us from Bali. Thank you, sir.